Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories. We act them out and kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee Overtree.
And I'm Mindy Thomas from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live.
Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome sketches and songs, and sometimes we play those on the radio. We're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorite stories. Mindy, what's today's story?
Well, today we're going to go back to October of 2011, when the Story Pirates did a Halloween special for us. And today, we've got a story that was written by a then-second grader who went to the Atlantic Christian School in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Her name is Alyssa Mazik, and her story is called The Ghost's New Friend.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Alyssa's story, let's hear Alyssa's original story. Story Pirate Peter McNerney, take it away.
Thanks very much, Lee Overtree. Here is Alyssa Mazik's story, The Ghost's New Friend. Once there was a ghost named Boo. Every day, Boo woke up and looked for a friend. He just couldn't find the right one. One day, Boo woke up and his mom was cooking breakfast. He asked her if she'd know where he could find the right friend for him and liked to play the same games as him. One morning, Boo was looking for the right friend, and when he got home, he saw the perfect friend. She was the right one for him. Her name was Emily. Emily and Boo were happy together, and they lived happily ever after. The end! And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Alyssa Mazik's The Ghost's New Friend.
Once there was a ghost named Boo.
Hi, I'm a ghost. I'm Boo.
Eek! You scared me!
Sorry, it happens a lot.
Yes, I'm sure it does. Anyway, this is the story of how Boo found his perfect friend.
Ooh, I love this story.
Me, Boo. I mean, me too. You, Boo, me, narrator. As I was saying, once there was a ghost named Boo. Every day, Boo would wake up and look for a friend.
Time to wake up, honey.
Oh, morning, Mom.
Morning, Boo. What are you going to do today?
Same thing I do every day. Look for a friend.
Still?
I just can't find the right one.
Oh, well, good luck with the friend interviews.
Thanks, Mom.
So Boo went to go look for the perfect friend.
Beep! Mr. Boo?
Yes, Martha.
Your 10 o'clock is here.
Thank you, Martha. Send them in.
Hi, I'm Lee.
Hi, Lee. I'm Boo.
Eek! You scared me.
Sorry, it happens a lot.
Sure it does.
So, tell me, Lee, what kind of games do you like?
I like tag. And tag?
I don't think this is going to work. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. When do you think you'll be making your decision?
I've made it.
Beep. Mr. Boo, your Radio 1030 is here.
Saved by the beep. Send them in, Martha. Thank you, Lee, but I just don't think you're the perfect friend for me. Good luck.
Well, thank you. Was it the tag thing?
I'm afraid so. That is not my favorite game.
Okay.
Hi, welcome. Have a seat.
Hello, I am Dracula.
I'm Boo.
Eek! You scared me.
Sorry, happens at... You know what? I'm heading out for the day. Martha, it's Boo.
Eek! You scared me.
Sorry, okay, hold all my calls.
Very good, Mr. Boo.
But I have crossed oceans of time to get here.
See you later.
I guess it's an employer's market.
And things went on like this until one day while Boo's mother was cooking breakfast.
Hey, Mom?
Yes, Boo?
Do you know where I can find the right friend for me that likes to play the same games as me?
Oh, nobody can tell you that, dear. I know it seems hard to find the perfect friend, but once you meet them, you'll know. Just remember, no matter what, you'll always be my Boo.
Thanks, Mom. I'm headed out.
Good luck.
And so Boo headed back to the office for another long day of friend interviews.
Beep! Mr. Boo, your 10 o'clock is here.
Send them in.
Hi, I'm Rose!
I'm Boo.
Eek!
Happens all the time.
Boo went home that day like he always did, still searching for the perfect friend.
I'll never find my perfect friend.
When suddenly...
Ollie, Ollie, oxen free!
Ow! Hey, watch where you're going!
Are you okay? I was playing and you came out of nowhere. Are you a ghost?
Yes, I'm Boo.
Hi, Boo. I'm Emily.
Wait, I said I'm Boo.
And I said I'm Emily. Hi.
You're not scared of me?
No. Should I be?
No, just, what were you playing?
G&G. You know.
Ghosts in the graveyard? You abbreviate it too?
Of course, but only because I play it so much.
Me too. It's
my
favorite
game.
Wow.
It's kind of hard to play all by yourself. Do you want to play with me?
I'd love to. Wow, you're the right friend for me. You like ghosts in graveyards too.
Oh. I'm the perfect friend for you.
Oh.
You never scream when I say boo.
Oh.
The nicest ghost I ever knew.
My Boo!
And that's the story of Emily and...
Boo!
Eek!
I'm out of here!
Good one, Boo!
The end.
Oh.
And now Lee Overtree speaks with the author herself, Alyssa Masick.
Hey, Alyssa, how's it going?
Good.
Thanks for talking to me today about your story.
You're welcome.
Can you start by telling me where you are right now?
I am in... my house upstairs.
Cool. And are you in New Jersey?
Yes.
What do you think about New Jersey?
I like it. I like the colors of the trees when it's fall.
Is fall your favorite season?
It's one of my favorite seasons. Because of the holidays in fall, I like those, like Halloween and Thanksgiving the best.
Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
And what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Do you like getting homeschooled?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
After I'm done school, I have to go to gymnastics, and when I used to go to school, I was always rushing to get home to go to my activities.
Got it. So you're a gymnast, huh?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about a little bit about that?
Yeah. I started doing gymnastics when I was about somewhere around 2, and now I'm a competitive gymnast, and... in gymnastics, there are 4 events: vault, beam, bars, and floor.
And do you do all 4 events?
Yes.
And you train all year long?
Yes.
Is it hard?
Yeah.
But do you like it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite event?
Floor.
And can you do flips?
Yeah.
How many flips can you do in a row?
Only 1.
Do you know how many I can do in a row?
No.
0. I can't do anything. Well, let's talk about your story, Ghost's New Friend. How did you come up with the idea for that story?
Well, it was around Halloween when I wrote it, so I was trying to think of a Halloween character, so I came up with a ghost named Boo, and I like to meet new friends, so I thought that would be neat to have the Boo meet a new friend.
And in your story, Boo meets a new friend named Emily, right?
Yeah.
And they play a game.
Uh-huh.
What game do they play?
Ghosts in the Graveyard.
Can you explain how to play Ghosts in the Graveyard?
Well, it's like hide and seek. but you do it in the dark. Me and my brother like to play it sometimes when it's like rainy outside.
Cool. And what was it like when you heard Story Pirates perform your story on the radio?
My family got together except for my dad because he was at work. And we all came in the car and listened to it, and I was really excited.
Oh, man, that's so cool. Well, I thought it was an amazing story.
Thanks.
Do you have any advice for kids that are out there who want to write their own stories?
Yeah, like to choose something that you like, that you would like to write about, and like just have fun writing it.
Do you have any advice for me if I want to be able to do flips?
Like to try to go fast.
Sometimes when I jump off a diving board, I can do a flip if I go really fast.
Yeah, I've never tried doing a flip off a diving board.
I bet it'd be really easy for you.
The only time I've gone off a diving board is when I went over to my friend's house.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
A ninja.
Can you tell me about your costume a little bit?
My mom got us some glow-in-the-dark swords.
Oh, man. Are you and your brother both going as ninjas?
Yeah.
A pack of ninjas is always way cooler than just one ninja.
Yeah.
Alyssa, thank you so much for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
And thanks for talking on the phone today.
You're welcome.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. A special thanks to Alyssa's parents, Kim and Mark, and to Sirius XM Radio. Some upcoming tour dates. On November 2nd, we're going to be in Whittier, California. November 9th, in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. November 13th, Santa Rosa, California. And November 24th, in La Mirada, California. Info and tickets for all those shows at storypirates.org. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Happy Halloween, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.